In Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Obama administration is reporting more than 6 million people will have health insurance beginning tomorrow, many for the first time. NPR's Julie Rovner explains that includes those who've signed up for private insurance and qualified for Medicaid.
In a conference call with reporters, Obama administration officials said that 2.1 million people have signed up for private coverage through the federalhealthcare.gov website, or one of the websites run by 14 states or the District of Columbia. That was through December 28th. Another 3.9 million people were found eligible for the Medicaid or children's health insurance programs in October and November. Those numbers have not yet been updated. Officials also said they're working to ensure that those using their new coverage for the first time will have a smooth transition in the coming days and weeks. CVS and Walgreens pharmacies have already said they'll help those who've not yet received ID cards. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Across a large swath of the world, it is already 2014. That's the sound of celebration in Berlin as the final seconds of 2013 ticked down. Hundreds of thousands of people gathering at the Brandenburg Gate for what organizers say is one of the biggest outdoor New Year's Eve events. Also, massive fireworks displays in Hong Kong and Taipei and Dubai. Organizers set off nearly 500,000 fireworks in a six-minute display. They tried to set a new world record there. Meanwhile, the ball will drop in New York's Times Square. That's expected to attract 1 million people tonight. Sarah Gonzalez, the member station WNYC, reports.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor is set to lead the final 60-second countdown. It'll be the first time in a decade that a New York City mayor does not attend the event. Outgoing Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he's spending time with his family. And Mayor-elect Bill de Blasio will be busy being sworn into office just after the stroke of midnight. We're at Times Square. 1 ton of confetti will drop from the crystal ball. Over 1 billion people from around the world are expected to watch a broadcast of the ball drop. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Gonzalez in New York.
To find a year as good as 2013 on Wall Street, you'd have to go all the way back more than 15 years. All three of the major U.S. stock market indices up more than 25% as the final trading day of the year came to a close. Economist Mark Zanni with Moody's Analytics says the gains were broad-based and relatively steady throughout the year.
Businesses are doing well. Big multinational corporations whose stock is traded are doing fabulously well. They're very profitable. Their margins are about as wide as they've ever been. And, of course, the Federal Reserve Board is helping a lot as well. The Fed's been trying to support the economy through very aggressive actions, keeping interest rates at zero and pumping up liquidity. And, of course, a lot of that's finding its way into the stock market.
On Wall Street today, the Dow was up 72 points to end the year at 16,576. The S&P 500 gained 7 points. You're listening to NPR. Anti-government rebels in South Sudan have reportedly taken control of nearly all of a strategic city there. The announcement coming even as there is word the respective sides in the conflict have agreed to hold talks for the first time. The U.S. envoy to the region met today with the country's president, their fourth meeting in 8 days. He also spoke by phone with the former vice president, who's accused by the government of having tried to carry out a coup. Earlier today, there was heavy fighting in the city of Bor, with rebels now largely in control there. The January 1st lifting of final restrictions on migration for Bulgarian and Romanian citizens has provoked a bitter battle within the European Union. Terry Schultz reports the date has been awaited with trepidation by those EU governments that fear it will mean a huge influx of poor migrants.
9 EU nations, including Britain, France, and Germany, maintained restrictions for 7 years on citizens from Bulgaria and Romania, the EU's poorest nations. But the transition period ends January 1st, and now Bulgarians and Romanians have the same rights as other EU nationals to live and work anywhere in the bloc. Britain even sought support from fellow EU governments to impose new last-minute rules, such as requiring member states to reach a certain level of GDP before their nationals would be allowed to move. That effort failed, and EU officials accused Britain of spreading hysteria. But the British government has gone ahead with tightening rules on welfare benefits for immigrants arriving January 1st or after. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A craft brewer in Montana has filed suit against the world's largest beer maker, Anheuser-Busch, alleging the company stole its catchphrase. Big Sky Brewing says since 2004 it's used the slogan, "Hold my beer and watch this," which has recently shown up in YouTube videos for Bud Light on the beer's official website. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes